You've worked with WHO and really know these issues around the world. What's your global perspective here on how the U.S. uses these powers compared to other places? Because we've heard the arguments of, oh, maybe this is extreme or government overreach, and yet most of the mandates have exceptions. The Biden one has a big one, as mentioned, and the United States has tried to strike a balance with liberty and vaccination for some time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from an ethical point of view, let's just start with that. You know, everyone has the right to, you know, the sanctity of their own body, of course, but nobody has the right to expose another person to a dangerous and infectious disease. You don't have the right to go into a crowded workspace unmasked and unvaccinated because you cause harm to others. A lot of other countries around the world have mandates of one form or another. Ours tends to focus on schools and on work. Others, you know, you can't go to a shop, you can't go to a museum, you can't go on an airplane, you can't get a croissant in France unless you're vaccinated. And so around the world,
is it croissant or is it croissant?
It's a croissant.
Okay. Well, you're very international, so go ahead.
I am, yes. Well, yeah, I mean, from the UK, so it's not quite France.